This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلوات ربه وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن دعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين أما بعد beloved brothers and sisters in Islam السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته today inshallah is the Friday preceding the month of Ramadan which will inshallah begin tomorrow and today's topic is Ramadan what to avoid What to avoid in the month of Ramadan. Firstly, we see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about Ramadan in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Baqarah, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. So here we hear the mention of Ramadan And we hear the mention of Al-Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Shahr Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ The month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed the Qur'an to his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So two things Allah puts together. Allah puts together Ramadan and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts together the Qur'an. And what does Allah say about this? About the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس. The first aim of the Quran is to provide guidance, not only for Muslims, but also للناس, for every person, for all of humanity. So this is a guidance, هدى للناس, وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. It is also a book that must be used in order to judge what is right and what is wrong. And also to find out what is the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we know we take guidance from many different sources, from different people, from our teachers, from different books that we read. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we need to understand What is that guidance which Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, has placed in this book called the Quran and which he sent down in the month of Ramadan? He chose the month of Ramadan to send down the Quran. And we must understand that the month of Ramadan, when the Quran came down, was not the month of Ramadan that we know today. It was a month of Ramadan in which there was no fasting. There were no Muslims. And this was revealed to the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Allah chose this month particularly to reveal the Quran. So it's a very special month in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُومْ وَمَنْ كَانَ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرَ Allah says, and if you are present at home, you should observe the fast. If you are homebound, alhamdulillah, we're all homebound. Except, of course, those who are ill or on a journey, says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have to pay in a day afterwards. If they are too ill, if their illness is continuous, of course, then they give a fidya, which, of course, this year is 10 rand per day. That is the most, really, it's nothing. You can't feed one person on 10 rand, so you should give much more than that if you can afford it. So, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل في القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شاهد منكم الشهر فليصوم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر And this is what I want to emphasize today, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يريد الله بكم اليسر Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants easiness for you, wants to facilitate your fast. وَلَا يُرِيدُكُمُ الْعُسْرِ. Allah doesn't want to make fasting difficult. And we will hear that fasting is easy. Fasting is not difficult. Because in fact, when we fast, we do nothing. We don't do anything by fasting. Like salah, you have to make movements, you have to take wudu. If you give zakah, you have to take your money out, you have to give it away. If you go for hajj, you must travel from Medina to Makkah. A lot of incurrence of your wealth and of your health and of your energy and your strength. Whereas with Ramadan, you just stay away from food and water. It's as easy as that. But it's easier than that. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ وَلِتُكْبِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so complete the fast. Takmeel, make takmeel. Or kamal of the fast. And this doesn't only, is this completion or this perfection that Allah speaks about, is not only about the fast. This completion and this perfection is about perfecting the whole of Ramadan. Today we can hear how easy it is to perfect the whole of our Ramadan. Those times when you don't make salah, those times, you know, when we are free, those times when we eat, those times when we sleep, all that can be perfected in the month of Ramadan. And it's so easy. Inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to the easiness of the month of Ramadan. So, people say, we prepare for Ramadan as if, ooh, it's such a big journey. It's like going to Makkah, you know, you have to prepare. No. And saying this already creates some kind of uneasiness in the person. Oh, I must prepare for the month of Ramadan. Oh, I'm not prepared for the month of Ramadan. How am I going to prepare for the month of Ramadan? No, we always prepare for the month of Ramadan. A Muslim is always prepared to serve his creator. But if we serve Ramadan, it becomes difficult. If we pray to Ramadan, it becomes difficult because how do you do that? But if you pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's easy. Ramadan is easy. Why? Because the whole year you pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The whole year you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's nothing new for a Muslim. All his preparation, maybe he has to buy some samosas in, especially now with the lockdown. But that's as far as it goes. Otherwise, you should relax and tomorrow you start fasting, inshallah. So we should understand that we don't worship Ramadan. Why? Because it is quite evident that many of us, when Ramadan is finished, you can see who worshipped Ramadan and who worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who after Ramadan go back to their old ways, they worshipped Ramadan because they're only worshipping Ramadan. But those who continuously worship and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their life becomes better after Ramadan. And this is what Ramadan is all about. Ramadan is a training ground. You know, today all professionals must undergo further training. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're all professional Muslims, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this time, this Ramadan, to catch up on all the things that we may have missed out, to try and polish our iman, and most importantly, to improve our characters as Muslim. Because more important than iman is your character. Because without a good character, your iman is very weak. Your character reflects your iman. Nobody knows your iman. Nobody knows the level of your iman. The only thing people know about you is he's a good man, he behaves well, he's got a good character, and that reflects our iman. So those things we need to work on. We need to work on our character. If we look at the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, alayhi salatu wasalam, why is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala waited 40 years to reveal the Quran to him? 40 years! He only had 35 years to spread this deen, but 40 years Allah made him wait. Nabi Isa, he got revelation in his cradle. And so did all the other prophets start off. Nabi Musa, Nabi Isa, and Nabi Ibrahim was a young boy when he was already a prophet from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to wait for 40 years. And if we look at what happened in those 40 years, we see one outstanding thing that happened to him in those 40 years. That he was being groomed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In what? He got no revelation. He didn't know he was a prophet. He only knew he was a prophet when the revelation, when Jibreel came to him in the cave and he got a shock of his life. Subhanallah. So he was totally unaware that he was a prophet. So what was the training Allah gave him? The training was only one. To perfect his character. And that is why when he brought this Quran to the people of Makkah, he was called Al-Amin, the trustworthy. 40 years of training brought him to one point to what? Wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and you have the best of character, the weightiest of character, the most splendid of character. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did. And therefore, for our parents and for parents in general, this is what bringing up a child is all about. It's all about instilling character. So Ramadan then has that. That is a chance for us. That is what we have to do in the month of Ramadan. Ramadan, of course, also comes with its own barakah. And what is the barakah that Ramadan comes with? Because Ramadan is a month, like Sha'ban, like Shawwal, like Muharram, like Dhul Hijjah. All these months are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is so special about Ramadan? Fasting? Could we fast other days as well? So many days. We can fast whenever we want to fast. Prophet fasted most of his life. So it's not the fasting. What is it? It's the Quran. Allah connects. When Allah speaks about fasting, Allah speaks separately about fasting. The verse before this, Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Fasting is completely separate. Allah says, I have given you fasting so that you may develop taqwa. So that you may know what I want from you, and that you may be conscious of me, and that you may follow my orders and stay away from that which I prohibited you from. So in Ramadan then, with the fasting, and if the Quran is excluded, there could be no development of the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why not? Because the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is developed when you interact with what Allah says to you, which is the Quran. So what should we do? Many people say, you know, one of the first things they start is they say that we are going to read the whole Quran. We're going to make khatam of the Quran. And they compete with one another to finish the Quran on the night of Lailatul Qadr. And if we should ask any of them, there are millions of Muslims all over the world that read this Quran. And it's a lot of barakah in the Quran. For every letter you get 10 reward. But if I should ask the question, which book is there that millions of people read every single day, but they don't understand anything about it? Which book is that? The Quran. But how is that possible? How is it possible that we Muslims can read this book بغير فهم, without any understanding? We don't have any فهم, no understanding. Of course, there are many of us who understand some of it, but most of us don't understand. And that's an enigma that we need to grapple with in the month of Ramadan. Ramadan also is the month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the doors of Jannah. The 8 doors of Jannah open, mashallah, in the month of Ramadan. And you have a special door for us. The people who fast. What is that door's name? Riyan. That is the special door for those who perfect their fast in the month of Ramadan. So, The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alayhi salatu wasalam, went through that period of training. And when Aisha was asked, so what kind of a man was your husband, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alayhi salatu wasalam? What did she say? She said, كَانَ خُلُقُهُ الْقُرْآنِ. She says, verily, his character was the Qur'an. He had imbibed the Qur'an. He was the living Qur'an. He was the walking Qur'an. He was the perfection of the practice of the Qur'an from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, in the month of Ramadan, there are two guests that come. People say Ramadan is the guest. No, Ramadan is not the guest. Ramadan is a month. Without other things, Ramadan is not a guest. There are two guests that come in the month of Ramadan. Many people say, oh, we're waiting for Ramadan. Our guest is coming tomorrow, Ramadan. No, it's not Ramadan. We have two guests. Al-Siyam wal-Qur'an. That is different from all the other months. What makes it different? We fast every day in the month of Ramadan. Number two, the Quran was revealed in the month of Ramadan. And the Quran was given to the whole world. And we can see now with the lockdown, so many of what the Quran teaches are being followed, not knowing that 1,500 years or more than 1,400 years ago, these rules and regulations of lockdown was already given to us by Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Washing your hands. In fact, you wash your hands 5 times every single day, 3 times. So every hand is washed 5 times 3 is 15 times. We rinse our mouths, rinse our noses, wash our feet. That we should stay at home is a sunnah of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alayhi salatu wasalam. And so many more things. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as time will go on, man will find out that this Quran is the truth from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unknowingly, they will practice the Quran and the laws of Islam. So what does it take to make a successful Ramadan? What is it? What does it require for us to say at the end of Ramadan, I look forward to Jannah? We shouldn't cry when Ramadan is finished. We should be happy. It's Eid. If Allah wanted us to cry after Ramadan, for Ramadan, He would have made a day of crying. He would have said, oh, Muslim, I must start crying because, you know, Ramadan is gone. No. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنًا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنًا. Allah wants us to be happy in this world and happy in the after. So what is it? There was a wise, to tell you the story about this wise teacher, very wise man, scholar of Islam. He was sitting, like today on the last day of Sha'ban, he was sitting with his students in the masjid. And they were discussing Ramadan because the students very eager now to implement all the teachings that Ustaz has taught them and all the increased learning which they had for the past year on what they should do in the month of Ramadan. And there were a few students, about 4 students. One's name, let's give them names. One was Yusuf, one was Uthman, one was Ilyas, one was Zaid. So the 4 of them sitting with their teacher and saying to the teacher, mashallah, we look forward to itikaf. We look forward to reading our Quran. We look forward to fasting during the day, mashallah. We want to make atikaf and we want to make salatul taraweeh, get up for tahajjud, make all our salahs on time. We want to fill our container with good deeds that we can present to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. And we're going to try to do much as we possibly can. So the teacher looked at them and he smiled. He didn't say anything, he smiled. And they said they were a bit perplexed when they saw the teacher not say anything and smiling. So they said to the teacher, isn't this you know, what you taught us is what we should do, you know, and we're looking for directives from you as to, you know, what is the best dhikr to make in the month of Ramadan and how we should conduct ourselves in Ramadan. So Zaid was the, you know, he was the witty one. He said, teacher, so tell us, you know, give us, let's work out a program, he said. Give us your best program that you can give us, we and you together, in the month of Ramadan, to make the best out of Ramadan. Because that's what we all want to do, isn't it? We all want to make the best out of Ramadan. But we know, deep down in our hearts, last Ramadan and this Ramadan will go exactly the same. SubhanAllah. If we had fasted for the last 20 years, every year is the same. Who of us have learned to understand the Quran in the last 20 years that we've fasted in the month of Ramadan, reading the khatam of the Quran, improving ourselves, improving the way we make salah, for example, understanding the salah better, understanding the wudu better. Since Allah gave us the internet, we have no more excuses. Everything is there. You just have to ask a teacher to say whether this is correct and whether that is correct on the internet, or whether you could go to this site or not go to that site. So the teacher smiled and the teacher said, yeah, all you have said is good. But he says, let me give you the parable. The parable of a person who goes into Ramadan and he has with him a bucket, an imaginary bucket, or a jojo tank. Let's say a jojo tank is bigger than a bucket. So he says to himself, you know, I want to fill my bucket, this jojo tank. I want to fill it in the month of Ramadan. I want to fill it like people fill it. We say, you know, the rains are coming. We'll fill our jojo tanks now for the summer. So we want to fill our jojo tank now in the month of Ramadan, full of good deeds. Quran, pay zakah, make sadaqah, be good, sleep little, do a lot. You know, we really, mashallah, some of us really, you know, take the bull by the horns in the month of Ramadan and we, as you say, we go for it. So the teacher says, I want to give an example of this bucket. He says, let's assume that you make salah 5 times a day and you make it like you've never made it before. When you're in ruku, for example, and you're in your ruku and you say the dhikr, you think about the meaning. When you sit in between the sujood, you think about the meaning. رَبِّ اخْفِلِّي وَرْحَمْنِي وَجْبُرْنِي وَرْفَعَنِي وَرَزُّقْنِي وَهْدِينِي وَعَافِنِي وَعْفُ عَنِّي. What a beautiful dua. رَبِّ اخْفِلِّي, oh Allah forgive me. وَرْحَمْنِي, have mercy on me. وَجْبُرْنِي, lift me up, raise me up when I'm down. وَرْفَعَنِي, and raise me up, my character, my personality, my goodness. وَرْزُقْنِي, give me rizq. Wahdini, guide me. Wa'afini, give me, make my well-being good. Give me good well-being in my body and my mind, psychologically, spiritually, physically. Wa'afini wa'fu'anni, and wipe out my sins. There's forgiveness of sins and af. There's ghufran and afu. Ghufran is when you say astaghfirullah, and Allah says, I forgive you. And next to the angel will write forgiven, but it will still be on your book. When you say, like we should say, like Aisha asked the Prophet what should I say when I get Laylatul Qadr? And he said, say, make the following dua. Allahumma innaka afuhun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Oh Allah, you are the one who erases sins. You love to erase sins. So erase my sins, Ya Rabb. So we ask Allah to erase our sins. Now imagine you sit between your two sujoods and you contemplate on these words of dua that you make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is one example. So this is what you do. So the ustaz says, he says, He says to the students, and they're very excited now, filling, you know, the bucket is going to be full at the end of Ramadan. But he says to them, now, what would happen? He says, how long do you think it will take to fill a JoJo tank full of good deeds? Or a bucket? And they say, well, Ramadan, you get 700 times. So every act of goodness you do, you get 700 stars. You know, it'll, mashallah, by the end of Ramadan, we should have maybe 10 JoJo tanks full of, or 10 buckets full of good deeds. So he says, what if there's a hole in the bucket or a hole in the JoJo tank? Will you ever be able to fill that bucket full of good deeds? Let's assume good deeds is water that you put in. What do you think will happen? The more good deeds will go in, what will happen to the good deeds? It will leak out at the bottom, whether it's a JoJo tank, whether it's a bucket. Wherever you're going to put it, it's going to leak away. And he says, this Ramadan, I want to teach you how to keep your bucket full, half full, a quarter full. But he says, most people reach the end of Ramadan with an empty bucket. Not because they didn't fast. Not because they didn't do good. Not because they didn't read the Quran. But because they made a hole in their bucket. That's what they did. And what are those holes in the buckets that we make in the month of Ramadan? And if we can learn this lesson now, in this Ramadan, then, inshallah, it should carry us for the rest of our lives. That we will not make the mistake of putting our good deeds in a bucket in which there is a hole. Now, not to make a hole in your bucket doesn't require to read the Quran. Not to make five times salah every day. It's about your character. I want to read to you three ahadith of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alayhi salatu wasalam, about what is the most important part of gaining the best of Ramadan and your whole life. There's a hadith from the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one hadith, which I'm just thinking about now, in which the Prophet ﷺ says that sadaqah is, every Muslim is to give sadaqah every day. So the Sahaba asked how, and the Prophet ﷺ said, well, he should go get a job, he should get some work, and he should then take some money to feed his family, and the rest is to give sadaqah. Then they said, Ya Rasulullah, what if he can't work? What if there's no work, he's unemployed? Nabi ﷺ said, then he should help somebody to do something. Maybe somebody ask him to lift something or to ever, whatever, help your neighbor or help your, in the street, you have help an old person. That will be also sadaqah. Then after the Prophet gave a few examples, the Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, what if the man has got nothing of that? He's too old, he's got no money, he's got nothing. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, فَلْيُمْسِكْ عَنِ الشَّرْفَ إِنَّهَا لَهُ صَدَقَةً. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that man who's got nothing to give to nobody, he's got no help to give to, maybe he's got no arms, maybe he's got no legs. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a person who just stays away from bad things, that is a sadaqah. Just not to do anything bad, that is your sadaqah. Subhanallah. And that is the essence of Ramadan. And I'll explain further. Uqba ibn Amir said, سألت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما النجات. Uqba ibn Amir says, and all these ahadith are sahih, Uqba ibn Amir says, how, Ya Rasulullah, how can I attain salvation? What does that mean? It means, how can I be saved on the day of Qiyamah and go to Jannah? Basically, that's the question. How can I go to Jannah? The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to him, Amsik alayka, three things the Prophet said. Amsik alayka lisanak. Number two, wal yasa'aka baytuka, وَبْكِ عَلَى خَطِيئَتِكَ. Please listen carefully. Very important. This is advice from the person who received the revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And everything he said, he was inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى. Didn't speak from his own opinion when it came to matters of deen. First, the Prophet said, control your tongue. This is probably the wall, roof, and everything of Ramadan. To control our tongues in the month of Ramadan. Yes, we do control our tongues by not eating in the month of Ramadan. But we are more concerned about what goes into our mouth than what comes out of our mouths. We are more concerned about what we're going to eat iftar. We prepare the whole day for that. But what comes out of the mouth, nobody controls that. Nobody says, I've spoken too much today, I'm not going to speak anymore. Nobody says that. So what is it? If we want to have a successful Ramadan, we must watch our tongue. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, control your tongue. Number two, وَلَا يَسْعَكْ بَيْتُكَ. Keep to your home. Alhamdulillah, we don't have to do that. We're already doing that. You're used to doing it right now. And please stay inside, especially when you're old. That's what our president said. Follow the rules of the country and the government that you live under. That is an instruction from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Otherwise, there'll be chaos in the world. And number three, the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wabki ala khati'atik." Cry when you think about your sins. Cry when you think about your sins. Another hadith of the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, "Ma huwa al-ghiba ya Rasulullah?" O Prophet of Allah, what is backbiting? Backbiting. You know, we call it fitna. Backbiting. He was asked, well, what is this ghiba fitna? So, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, talking about your Muslim brother, how? In a manner which he would dislike. So you talk about somebody, and that person you know will not like the way that you speak about him. So the Sahabi asked, he said, "Ya Rasulullah, what if he is as I say he is?" In other words, what, you know what people say? Isn't that our response? The same was said to the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, "What if what I say is exactly how he is?" In other words, what I'm speaking is the truth. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that is backbiting. More specific. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, even if you speak the truth about someone else, that is backbiting. And what is, Allah refers to that in the Quran. If you want to eat the flesh of your brother, you should backbite him. Speak to him. Speak about him. Whether it's good or bad, you speak about him. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if it's lies, if it is not the truth that you're saying about your brother or your sister, that is called slandering. Slandering means to make somebody really bad. And we know, and so Abu Musa al-Ash'ari asked the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Ya Rasulullah, who is the best Muslim? Who is the most excellent Muslim?" Prophet said, who prays five times a day? You fast in the month of Ramadan. You read the Quran in Ramadan. You sit up the whole night for Laylatul Qadr. No. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Man salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadi." The best and most excellent Muslim is the Muslim who, from whom other Muslims are protected from his tongue and from his hand. In other words, he never speaks ill about other Muslims. He never speaks about them, period. Good or bad. So this is what we have to guard in the month of Ramadan, what we say. And I have a rule in my house. I have a rule, very strict rule in my house. My children can be out. My friends know this. My family knows this. I do not allow any person to speak about anybody else in my house. Anybody who just raises his voice and says a name, I said, no, please don't speak about other people in my house. Why? Because it makes such a big hole in my bucket. All the goodness I do just flows out when I mention somebody's name. It just flows out of my bucket. So this is what we should do in the month of Ramadan. This is the training that we should give ourselves. Even if this just is one point. Namima, ghiba, to speak ill about other people. Even if it's the truth the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. So remember, if you read the whole Quran, if you fast, and remember the day of Qiyamah, that will be in your book that you spoke about so and so and so and so and so and so, that you insulted so and so and so and so. And all of these people will deduct from your good deeds, all your fasting, all your salah. So what I'm saying is, less is more in Ramadan. What do I mean? I mean that there are faraid in Ramadan that you have to do. You have to make salah 5 times every day. Now that you're locked down, mashallah, you can make. You don't have to make 2 rakahs before dhuhr. You make 4 rakahs before dhuhr, as the Prophet said. 4 rakahs after dhuhr. 4 before asr. Of course, it remains 2 before fajr. These are the two extra ones are what's called nafil salah or nawafil. And you can make tahajjud salah, mashallah. If only 2 rakah, up to 13 rakah the Prophet ﷺ made. And of course, you can make your Salatul Taraweeh at home. It's like any other Sunnah Salah. I've read so many fatawa on Salatul Taraweeh. It's such a simple Salah. If your husband can only read the Fatiha, then he should only read the Fatiha. And you should make as many rakat as you can, as you physically, your body allowed to make. There's no limit. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't say make 8 rakat. He didn't say make 11 rakat. He didn't say make 20 rakat. No. Although we should follow the instructions and advice of his companions, Umar radiallahu ta'ala leveled it at 20 rakat. But the Prophet didn't say that. He left it to the individual. Depending how long you read, if you're going to read the whole Quran, maybe you should read 20 rakat. Or even more than 20 rakat. But if you just read Fatiha, you can just read your 20 rakat or 10 rakat. And you can do it slowly. And I always say, just a little bit of advice on breaking. I know what's going to happen this Ramadan. We're going to sit at that table after we break our fast and try and eat everything before we make Maghrib. And we should not do that. My suggestion is that we just drink some water and make our Maghrib and then sit by the table and have our meal. And why do I say water? Don't eat dates. Why not? Because the date leaves a sweet taste in your mouth. So if you're going to immediately make salah, even if you rinse your mouth, that taste will remain in your mouth. And if you swallow the taste, it may break your salah. It may nullify your salah. So you can eat anything which has got no sweet taste, or anything which is taste. Best thing is just to drink a glass of water, half a glass of water, make your salah, and then you can sit and relax with your family for as long as you want. So, what is the message of this Ramadan? It is the message that the Prophet ﷺ was taught for 40 years, that is to build character. Character in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't make a lot of sadaqah and also pay your zakah in Ramadan. 700 times more reward. Maximum 700 times more reward if you pay your zakah in Ramadan. There are many people who need zakah in Ramadan. In fact, we should already have worked out our, if we are paying zakah in Ramadan, we should have ready today, we should work out our zakah. So we're ready for tomorrow. So if I die tonight, my children can see on my computer that, yeah, my father, my mother has worked out their zakah. There it is. All we have to do is to take it from his money and give it. So these are the obligations. It's not obligatory to read the Quran. It's obligatory to work out your zakah if you pay your zakah in the month of Ramadan. It's an obligation not to talk about other people in the month of Ramadan, because they see what can happen, what the teachers say to his students. And so similarly, we should not raise our voices in the month of Ramadan. Should be respect in the home. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ صَوْمِ أَحَدِكُمْ فَلَا يَرْفُثْ وَلَا يَفْسُقْ وَلَا يَسْخَبْ. Prophet ﷺ said, when the time of Ramadan comes, don't speak about sexual matters or any matter to do with that. And don't talk about bad things. And don't raise your voice. Never mind swearing. That swearing also makes a hole in your bucket. Because when you swear, your sins are deducted. Your character is impacted. And now that you've lived with your wife now for, mashallah, in such close quarters for 6 weeks, I'm sure now you understand, wives understand their husbands and husbands understand their wives. We're now at the point where we can, we understand each other. So the important thing that we understand now is how she argues and I argue. And I should know when I should now keep quiet. The argument is not going anywhere. And she should realize when she should keep quiet, because the argument is not going anywhere. Yeah, shouting at your children to do good and sit with their Quran and do whatever they want to do, that's very important. But otherwise, there should be quietness. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, cry over your sins. Stay in your home and watch your tongue. This is the most important. Watch your tongue. What goes in your mouth, you must watch. And also what comes out of your mouth. May Allah so on the ground, inshallah, that we welcome the fast in the month of Ramadan. And we welcome to reattach ourselves with Quran in Ramadan. Inshallah, I will be giving lectures. I give lectures every Sunday morning at 12 o'clock, also live. And inshallah, I hope to concentrate on how we can get to know the Quran by extracting certain portions of the Quran and making tafsir of certain portions of the Quran. Because after all, this is the Quran is the miracle. Ramadan is not a miracle. It is the Quran which is our miracle. Fasting is not our miracle. The Quran is our miracle. And we need to understand why it is so. And we need to get closer. So when you get close to the Quran, you need to understand. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us, inshallah, a good, blessed Ramadan. A Ramadan in which we will take heed of the lessons that we heard today. A Ramadan that we know is not built on how much, but the quality. The quality of our lives in the month of Ramadan is more important than how much we do. Inna Allah la yanduru ila suwarikum, wala ila ajsadikum, walakin yanduru ila أعمالكم وقلوبكم. Allah says He doesn't look at you. He doesn't look at how you look and whatever color you are or tall you are. Allah says He looks at your heart and He looks at your deeds. And speaking is a deed. Speaking is what you do. Like salah is what you do, speaking is also what you do. So watch what we speak and watch what we do. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, and Allah looks at the heart. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us in the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give that we benefit from this Ramadan, so that the days after Ramadan will not be much different from the days in Ramadan. Wallahu ta'ala alam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And don't forget to subscribe, because then you can get onto the list and you get an immediate notification of when the lecture begins, the Jum'ah talk as well as the Sunday talk. والله تعالى والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.